to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
In the womb room. Broadcasting live from Bonoboville, brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma. We don't know. But until we start reproducing via AI, and you are all children of sex, with a capital X. Mm-hmm. And usually I ask for an amen, and maybe I will. There's a few people here. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, there's a few people here. All right. And can I get an a women?
Hey,
whoa, women. Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah, yeah, I yeah. am. Here in Bonoboville, in the little love church of the Bonobo Way, and you know, usually we got quite a congregation in here, but tonight it's just you and me. Yeah, and maybe Blossom, my lovely assistant, who is there at the desk. And yeah, we're kind of checking in with you a little bit more tonight. Usually we have all kinds of exciting guests. Very, very, very exciting. Tonight, we're just going to chill with you. You and me. In the bed. The broadcast bed. Where I've been doing my show since, 1992. Long time. But actually, even longer ago, I used to do the show like in a chair at, I don't know, like a radio console, right? So I'm also going to do that tonight. I actually have a little radio kind of console here. Although radio these days isn't really radio. It's everything is video and AI. I bonobo you. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's February. Get out your February. You know what February are, don't you? Yeah. That's these little whips. Uh-huh. That's what the month of February is named for, is the little whips. So, you know, we're moving into February. I kind of chilled out for January. right. I don't know. I just went into hibernation like the groundhog. It is Groundhog Day if you're listening to us live, actually. The groundhog did not see his shadow. And so he is predicting an early spring, which is, I guess, good news for the polar vortex people, and probably wrong. You know, the groundhog is often wrong. But maybe not this year. Maybe because it's also the year of the pig. And the pig is a kind of a hog. Or you could say the groundhog is a type of pig. Okay. So, yeah, here we are. We're doing this show. I'm in the bed. And I'm just, you know, relaxing with goddess phoenixes. Electric whip. Fiber optic flogger. And just dazzling accoutrement. And Goddess Phoenix is just one of the many dazzling people. Of course, she won Most Dazzling Dom. That's going to be joining us for Lupercalia in a couple of weeks right in this womb room. And next week is Valentine's Splosh. So we've got some big, big events. But tonight, like I said, it's just you and me. And Blossom. And Max, who is actually behind the camera right now. There he is. There's Max. Hi, Captain Max. And how come we don't hear you? He's got a microphone. Can we hear
him? I have my microphone.
It's so cold, baby. It's cold outside. Maybe I should put on my jacket.
Let me see that jacket.
Yeah, this is a sexy jacket.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Wait a minute. Let me see the jacket. So HBO gave you that jacket because they didn't have any sex jackets.
No. Boxing
they
was
just
the
had
closest
boxing.
Thing.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
So I wonder if they've gotten sex jackets by now.
I doubt it.
Right. The shows just have sex, not about sex.
Sex has been integrated.
Integrated.
Into the shows.
So I'm just wondering, is it my headsets that keep going out or my microphone?
I'm having the same problem right now.
Okay, is it so it's microphones or
No, your microphones are fine.
Microphones are fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Headsets are
a little flaky. They're $6, those headsets.
Oh, wow.
I bought them 15 years ago.
So. Yay.
They're good headsets.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, it's better when you're getting out there, even if you can't hear yourself. So, you know, headsets are like an audio selfie. Get to hear yourself. It's really nice. Huh. So, yeah, my hair, just in case you're wondering, was just done last night by Mark Brown, the winner of Best Hairstylist. There's the Susie Award. The Bonobo is winning a Susie Award. Yes, indeed. Featuring an award-winning Glide vegan condom for a hat. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm here with my desk, and I'm wearing my HBO jacket, and I guess I could sit down.
Yes, you can.
Should I? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, I'm wearing my Yale panties. And did you catch that?
I did now.
Yeah, real quick catch.
Those are from Yale.
They are. Not that they're actual endorsed by Yale. They were given to me by someone who made them, whose name shall not be mentioned, and kind of had to get rid of them. They're not official. They're not official Yale panties. But they sure look like they are. All right, so I'm sitting here, and I'm surrounded by books and magazines and dildos and agua. Yes, indeed. Speaking of which, I'm thirsty. Little water, first of all. Oh, and look at all these fabulous liquors. Liquors, the best. Absinthe, Magellan gin. Little dicks are good for something, like a straw, you know. You wouldn't want to have a big dick straw. Well, maybe you would, actually, come to think of it. All right, so I have a little one. And
we're going to start the show shortly, right?
Hasn't the show started?
Yeah, no, but I think we're on Facebook. We haven't said hello to all our fans on our own servers.
Oh, I'm confused. Okay, should I get back in the bed?
Well, if you want, but okay. Are you going to say the same thing?
I don't know. What should I do? Or should I just keep going?
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Yeah,
right.
But let's play the
because
ads.
It is Groundhog Day, so it could be that thing where you just keep starting over and over and over again, right? You could.
Oh, there's
actually
a groundhog right there.
There's a groundhog. Kind of looks like a hairy pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hairy pig.
Yeah. Kind of cute, but I think they have
my champagne.
Sharp teeth.
Thank you with my Coca-Cola. How wonderful.
Okay. Blossom, do you have a microphone?
Blossom, do you have a microphone?
Yes.
Turn it on if you want.
If you're going to speak, you must turn it on.
Also, let us know, is anybody listening and watching?
Or you get a spanking.
We have CJ Bastido.
CJ, how you doing, CJ? Huh?
Hi,
I'm
going to
poke you, man.
I'm trying to give him the toll-free number to give us a call.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should actually, like a regular radio show,
right,
give out the phone number, okay?
Right.
So here we go.
Okay.
If you want to call and talk about anything tonight, you know, sex is an obvious subject. I am a sexologist. But you can also talk about politics or...
You can talk
culture,
about
love.
Culture, yeah.
It's Valentine's.
Yeah. Thievery. Yeah.
Thievery.
Yeah. Car chases. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk about some.
Life. You know, you can talk about whatever you need to talk about that maybe you can't talk about with anyone else.
That's right.
That's kind of what we specialize in as therapists. And, you know, tonight it's just...
You know,
open.
Farmers Insurance has seen it all.
Yes.
We have heard it all. So you can confess.
Kind of heard it all, but in a way, I'm always amazed. Every person I talk to is a little bit different, a little bit of a surprise. Okay, so I have to get my mic situated. And so the phone number.
Oh, look, wait a minute. We have all the therapists are on there, too.
Oh, look at all the therapists. Wow, they're in kind of this psychedelic
style. You can talk
style.
To a British flag if you want.
Right.
It's a talking flag.
Okay, but that's the therapy number.
Yeah.
And so tonight, if you call the direct number, there's two numbers you can call. One is 310-568-0066. Okay. Now write that down. Because
right
you're going to forget it because...
Yeah, you're, get a pencil.
Especially if you're a millennial.
Get a piece of paper.
You're not used to using your phone as a phone, right? But, you know, that way we can talk, which is more intimate, I think, than...
And we can do nasty
texting and stuff.
Yeah.
So 310-568-0066 is the regular number, you know. And then we have a toll-free number that I checked. It's working.
It's working?
Yeah, 1-866.
I'm glad Harry paid the bill.
Right. 1-866-289. Where's the Facebook camera? I should direct this
it's
to
right
them.
There.
Ah,
there.
Hello? Okay. 1-866, you guys, get off of Facebook and call this number. You're always, like, harassing me all week long, trying to call me on the Facebook private line. So, this is your chance.
This is your chance.
Talk dirty to me. Or tell me, you know, your deepest, darkest thoughts. Or, I don't know, whatever. We also have Trump toilet paper.
Yes.
My headphones.
It was 289, what was the last?
289-7068. Oh. That's 1-866-289-7068. Wow, phone numbers.
Well, I hope nobody accuses us of selling out. Because
what are we selling?
Well, we've got all books now. We're talking about all the stuff that we do, and somebody's going to think it's an infomercial.
Oh, I've been doing that since...
You've been doing that a long
I was
time.
Born. I've been doing infomercials for something,
right.
You know. You got to serve somebody. You got to make a money in the capitalist world. I'm a socialist, but I live in a capitalist world.
That's right.
And I gotta, you know, do my thing.
Revolution costs a lot of money.
Right.
Whether you're buying books or guns or ammunition.
At least until the revolution takes over. And then we can all be socialists. And, you know, maybe we could get a job as revolutionaries in the revolution.
In the revolutionary government.
We would get it.
I think that's what you guys already
do. What would you want to be?
Some people could be farmers, and some people could be, window washers, and some people could be revolutionaries. No, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think we've got to do it. We've got to, socialize.
Socialize.
And save ourselves from, annihilation.
Socialize.
Right, socialize.
Socialize.
Well, I mean, that sounds better, right, than socialism. Socialism is kind of a dirty word.
Oh, no, we're just socialists.
But I am.
Socialize.
Right.
Actually, they don't tell you that, but that's the true meaning. It's people who socialize with other people.
Right.
Socialists are. They socialize.
So, yeah.
So we
want to socialize.
Just has a better tone.
So that we can save humanity. I'm not going to say save the planet, because the planet will survive. But I think the planet,
planet's fine.
Is fighting back.
It's actually slow. It's
World
trying to get rid
War
of us.
3 is really the Earth against humanity. And we have to try not to fight that war. We have to try not to fight against our Mother Earth or our Lover Earth, whichever way.
Annie Sprinkle
you
calls
wanna.
It Lover.
I know, and I like
but
that.
Lovers but can be assholes, though.
So can mothers.
And then I think of someone having sex with a tree. I think of someone just having sex with, mother, with
Once
trees
in a while, you
leaves.
Hear someone who says, my mother was an asshole.
I know plenty of people that say that.
Really?
I'm a sex therapist.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I say that all the time. You just the love of your mother. And that's why you're such a good husband. Because often when a man loves his mother, he's going to love his woman. I mean, often, I say, because he could love her too much. You know, it's always balanced.
I loved my mom.
Yeah.
She was nice. Mm. She didn't do dishes, though.
No. I like that about her.
That, you know?
Then I don't have to.
She was not one to do dishes.
And that means she accept that in a woman.
Absolutely.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. When I first moved in with her, I said, Susan, the dishes are piling up. should I wash them? And she said, no. I'll take care of them. So I thought, wow, this is great. Got somebody doing your dishes, right? And a couple of minutes later, she comes out and she says, okay, they're all done. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any dishes. I didn't hear any water. So I snuck in the kitchen and the dishes, which were piled up high
to the sky.
Oh, so high.
We're covered.
So high.
I like to see how high I could pile them.
And it was covered with a towel.
Oh, my God.
Very nice towel.
And sprayed with perfume.
Oh, very nice perfume.
So, very nice.
And then he took over. Domestic.
And then he did the dishes.
Management. Well, not exactly. He just made sure the dishes were taken care of.
This is how far you fall. I went from publisher of the local magazines to dishwasher. Like that.
Well,
But it was good. It was nice.
You were my butler in the beginning.
That's right. I finally was freed.
I was like... Right. Now he's just the help. Now he's part of the team. He's
okay.
Fuck it, I'm going to spoil
it. Now you're in charge of everything. Uh-oh. Excuse me, I have to say something. This is a very awkward thing because, of course, now pot is legal, like, almost everywhere.
Right? Everywhere.
I mean, even assholes like Roger Stone. Roger Stoned, right?
And Boner.
Right.
And Stoned and Boner. Boner.
Right. Stoned and Boner are into pot. And I think that
pot,
is...
Man.
I mean, I want to be part of that party. But because of the climate change, because of the fires, because of just the amount of just construction, putting particles of poison in the air, I am one of many people who has respiratory issues. Yeah. And that was one reason I didn't do shows in January. And so I'm not smoking.
She's looking. She's like, I'm not.
I'm not smoking. I mean, when it's so popular. Yeah. I mean, this is
the
a
one
really strange existential state to be in. All my, you know, since I was 14 and I first smoked pot, my first joint was with a guy named Buzz, actually.
His
name was
Buzz.
We smoked in the Bible closet.
In the Bible closet?
Yes, in the Bible. Praise be.
Praise be.
Hallelujah.
And this is why I've always had a very strong passion for religion, even though I don't believe in the stories. I like the stories, and I certainly don't believe in the sex negativity. And I think it does a lot of damage. I think, oh my God,
oh,
a
yes.
lot
yes.
is
Jesus
not even
never
the
said
right
you
word.
Shouldn't have sex. Jesus never said that.
It is just so damaging. Most people who call me about sex problems have a religious
background,
dogma in their minds that gives them that problem. And
well, they scared the shit out of you, man. You're going to go to hell. You're going to burn.
If you touch your wiener, you're going to hell.
You're going to get kicked in the ass. You're going downstairs.
So, you know, so I had my first puff of pot in a Bible closet.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, it was a closet that was up over the main hallway, and I saw, like, the rabbi walk by underneath. And
nice.
Oh, wow, yeah. And I got really stoned.
Too bad you didn't have a phone.
And
she would have taken a selfie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if pot rotted my brain. I mean, I did get into Yale, but look at me now. In any case, it's been a part of my life, for better and for worse, for many years, for most of my life. And now that it's pretty much legal, I can't smoke it. So it's an interesting state to be in. It's always brought me joy, and now everybody can do it, and I want to share that joy. I'm glad everyone
I tell
can do
you,
it.
That's God's
but I'm jealous of y'all, I have to say.
Jealous.
It's God's punishment.
Yeah. You've had too much fun,
you've
Dr.
had
C.
too much.
You've had too much fun.
Way too much.
You had
you
to
would
say
go off
that.
The deep end if this, if you...
And God came down and said, I'm going to give you respiratory diseases. So
just when pot
anymore.
Is legalized.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, of course.
I know. That is an interesting,
it's
strong
God's doing.
Christian
it's God's doing.
Interpretation. Or Jewish.
He works
it
in
could
mysterious
be a Jewish
ways.
Thing. You know, I could be Job.
Mm-hmm. No.
But anyway, I'm surviving, and here I am doing a show.
What are these people? What are they doing?
Obviously,
over there?
Didn't go under.
So
what's
a,
going on there? Is
we have a couple.
Does anybody like us? Are they sending hearts? Are they, what are they
CJ
doing?
CJ Bastado is a very big fan.
Okay.
And then we have...
Sending a potato? What?
CJ Bastado.
Bastado.
Oh, Bastado. Sorry.
Bastado.
I don't know if he wants us to say his last name.
No, don't say his last
Maybe
name.
Maybe just first name.
Just say his first name.
You know, because...
He could
I
lose
mean,
his job,
I don't know.
You know?
And even though Facebook is all about using your full name.
And if you're calling in, you could make up a name. It's free. It's free right now.
Yeah,
we're not charging you. Be whoever you want to be.
And we know your real name anyway. If you commit any crimes in Bonoboville, we know where to get you.
We know where to get you.
We know where to get you.
So, okay, should we talk about stuff or should we?
Yeah. So there's is anybody interesting? Besides,
I have a whole list of things to talk about.
CJ.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, should I go ahead?
Say
yeah.
All right.
So, first of all, let me have that magazine.
Oh, which one?
This Speakeasy.
The newest one?
Well, both of them, really.
There's two of
just,
them?
Yeah, give me all. I mean, we've been working during this month
here's a first proof. That's a first.
And
proof.
We've also played some of our fabulous archive shows that have been mainly about Valentine, Lupercalia, and we are going to celebrate Lupercalia on February 16th. But we're creating a new magazine for the Speakeasy Journal series. And, of course, the first one is Splosh and Art.
Yeah. It's a magazine for the rich and the hip.
The rich and the hip.
The hip and the poor. Okay. The rich and the guys with the money.
And they have more and more money these
and
days.
They have more and more money. It's a perfect
Which
magazine.
Which is not a good thing
it's
for
a
social. I'm a socialist.
For them because it costs $25.
He's a prince, so.
Yeah, so.
You know.
Man, fuck you.
I'm a socialist
all
princess.
These peasants.
Anyway, this magazine is our first, and it does feature the fabulous
Beautiful.
Danielle Watts.
Can you guys move? Okay, yeah, move in. Look at that.
There she is.
These are some of the best
and
photographers in L.A. To come
Danielle here. Will be here next Saturday. There I am coming all over her. No, Facebook, don't you worry. Can Facebook see this? I hope so.
Yeah,
because
it's just
this is completely clean, but it is a very strong, creamy stream of white vegan sauce.
Organic. Organic.
Yes.
All organic. There was
very
no animals.
Organic.
And no gluten.
And it's made
no
by Chef Be Live,
God forbid,
who is Danielle Watts's husband. Let's see. Oh, well, that's actually the Wizard of Wisnu, Michael Wisnu.
Wisnu.
Right there. That's Michael Wisnu.
Wisnu was trying to get a magazine from me, but I got to tell you, it cost me a lot of money to buy these things.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you help out, I'll give you a
let's
discount.
Let's see. I want to see the splash pictures. There's Gypsy Bonobo's butt. And there's her mouth. And there she is again. And there's Chef Be Live. I am just kind of anointing everyone here with a dollop of, I think this would probably be non-vegan whipped cream. The splash show was full of all kinds of stuff. There's Madame Marguerite, for those of you who know Dom Khan. And her monkey is with her. She always has animals with her.
Yeah. If
you love Madame Marguerite.
Yeah. She's hot. She'll teach you how to be a dog.
A Jux Lee picture of Danielle getting her butt splashed by lemon meringue pie. And so, you know, a mix of naughty foods and also bonobo splash and vegan foods. Bonobos, of course, love to combine food and sex. And sometimes they get it all over each other. And that would be splash. You know,
splash.
When you combine
splash.
Food and sex in a way that, you know, kind of makes a mess. it's a way to be a child again, to do the things your parents said
your
don't do. Not that I'm talking to children. This is an adults-only show. But it's to release your inner child, or you could say your inner bonobo. Here we go. There's Danielle and Be Live on top of each other, like making a sandwich with Madame Marguerite. And
there's herbs in there and some tomatoes, I think.
Yes.
Now I'm just thinking of actually like a human sandwich. Like it's
human
like,
sandwich.
Like
that's
human
it.
Sandwich.
Like yeah, it was like a human sandwich. But where is where we splash
the PBJ.
Trump? We do. We splash Trump. Of course. You know, and it was good therapy for us. I call it Trumpocalypse therapy. I guess it's a form of, you know, psychodramatic, erotic, comic art. that is a little therapeutic, helps you to deal with your post-Trump sex disorder so you don't get Trump derangement syndrome, which is a very real condition that people have. Trump derangement syndrome. And I think that goes both ways, both for people who love him and hate him. Only the people that don't care wouldn't have it. But then they have another kind of derangement syndrome, I guess, if they don't care. So,
well, they say comedy is the best, you know, the best medicine.
So that was comedy, number one.
And I feel drama. I like drama. I majored in drama at Yale, you know.
But
and
it's drama and then drama.
Right. And Danielle is an award-winning actress. I think she's won. She won the Susie Awards.
and
several.
She got a Susie.
She won an award for Best Putin. She actually
and she was
did this amazing Putin. Imitation.
Oh, yeah. It
was that was during the slow
characterization.
It was Putin wearing a white face, okay? Yeah. I mean, well, her was, wearing a white face.
It was a mask. Okay. You know.
We have 8 likes on Facebook right now, but we have 8 likes.
Okay. So, yes.
8 people like
they
us.
They are coming. Chef B Live and Danielle. And, oh, my God, Lexi Lore and...
Juicy Jenny.
Eric John went to MIT and then became a porn star. He's a very interesting guy. And he's always like ready to fuck. You know, can I say that? Well, yeah, I did.
Yes.
Okay. There's no titties. I said fuck.
She said truck.
Okay. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. And they won the award for best sex, you know. Hottest sex, something like that. Best sex. And also, the cosplayers are coming, right? And maybe Juicy Jenny. Juicy Jenny's down. Juicy Jenny is a walking splosh, but it's not like it's actual food, but it is squirt that comes out of her.
We're in a drought, and Juicy Jenny has a very, very amazing quality that could maybe
might
save
not
the
be
world.
Food, but it is like I'm sure it's good for you.
There's nutrients. It's like Pedialyte.
Nutrients, right?
It's like
there's a certain level of
it's Pedialyte water
of nourishment. I feel when I am drinking the squirt. Don't you feel that?
Do you think that's how they drink the squirt? There's a drink called squirt. Is that maybe how they named it? It's
like female ejaculation. Is holy water, brothers and sisters. It's good for the skin, good for the soul.
Yeah.
I think.
He smoked a joint. Now look at how laughing he is.
Right. I know. I'm not allowed to smoke.
No, you're not.
I know you are because
you're going to show the other one, the second
to the hospital. Yes, I am. I was just, you know, trying not to be too much of an infomercial.
Have patience. This is not a...
Okay. This is an infomercial.
Okay.
Okay. So, actually, this was the old cover. Now not the cover.
We moved the...
Okay. And, as you can see, the subject is spanking. Spanking art. Woohoo. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
A-women!
Yeah,
because you know, very often the dispensers of spankings are women, and it is one form of domination that I think a lot of women do, and a lot of women feel kind of cool about. It's interesting, maybe because for very, very many people, the first spanking that they received was from a woman. Very
was
often, their mother or the nun or a nun, I guess. But in any case, I do not recommend spanking children. Not that I'm a child expert in any sense. I do think, from what I hear, that it kind of teaches your children that violence is the answer to problems.
Yeah.
And it does, you know, it lowers their IQ, is what I hear, which I guess is generally not a good thing. So don't spank your children. But spanking for adults, I think, is a great thing. It's consensual, I should say. Don't just run up and spank somebody. And
don't go to spanking random people. Right. Going to get you in trouble.
Or somebody that you're posing with in a picture. Like when your picture is getting taken.
You're going to get arrested. Yeah.
I guess that would qualify
somebody's ass,
as sexual harassment.
So
if
don't
you're,
do
if,
that.
I mean, not you don't do the ass patting. I mean, yeah,
that's not good.
No. Unless it's consensual.
Yeah.
And then
you can tell if a booty wants a little spanking. Yeah. Like,
I used to do that. But I don't do that anymore.
You used to pat asses?
No, I got into porn business. I don't do that anymore. I don't spank anybody.
I spank a lot
of
people.
I saw what it was like. I was, oh, my God.
I love spanking. Yeah. I love spanking and being
do.
Spanked.
I've just seen pictures and, of spanking.
And there's all kinds of pictures.
I call
this
it, is
the
I call it
cover.
A love tap. It's a love tap.
Oh, no.
It's sort of, this is still a...
It's a proof.
A not for resale. This is a proof. But here we're getting into some stuff.
Getting into some stuff.
There's still notes.
There's notes everywhere. This is a fun page. Knickers, you know, because the
my
English
knickers.
Know all about spanking. So there's all kinds of information, history.
Information.
Ideas. And a how-to. There's like a spanking for dummies. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure.
Spanking for dummies. How to spank or be spanked.
Can I say dummy?
And all the things you need to know and how to make it a good experience for you and your partner.
All in this magazine.
All in this
all
magazine.
All of that is in this magazine. All right? So you have to...
Oh, there's really some titties. We can't show those.
It's a sexual revolution.
What can't you show?
Get
spanked.
Oh, and look, here's Blossom.
I'm sure I'm getting one of my things.
This
here.
Is your birthday spanking. This is
I
a Juxley
like
photo.
Girls, seven girls spank me.
At once. That was pretty good to have that group spanking. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was.
There's Lossie Braun.
There is Lossie Braun. There's a historic spanking of me. Lossie Braun is, of course, in some ways the
someone
father of European porn. Oh, I've had a lot of people spank me. I think it's bad. I mean, I don't think it's great. I know some spankers have never been spanked, or they say they don't take it. I think it's good to experience it because it teaches you what it feels like to be the bottom. And I think that's valuable when you're, you know, topping off other people.
When you're topping off of the... Be the bottom when you're topping someone else.
Well, anyway, people have different paths that they go. So my path is always to try different things. And anyway, my ass looked a lot better then.
it looks... I mean, you know...
Yeah,
it
thank
looks
you.
Good
you have a beautiful...
I heard that. You're going to say it looks good. And I was appreciative
of that.
She's
like, I know what
that.
You're going to say. Don't even...
Just go for it. Okay. So, there's a lot of fun people in this. Oh, look who's here! Oh. Talk about a sneak peek.
Hey, it's right. Like the ultimate Donald Trump toad face. Like, he's like, hey.
Oh, look who's here!
Oh,
Rude Rudy. Okay, Tootie Tootie. And, of course, there's only a couple political pictures. There's actually quite a few. But all kinds of sexy pictures and all kinds of info pictures and historic pictures. There's Amor.
Sexually kinky.
From Lupercalia. There's a Lupercalia picture. And, Lupercalia.
And I call this our paper theater because this is from our broadcast.
Wow.
And this is the paper theater of it.
Yes, the paper theater, you know? And then there's the audio theater. The erotic theater of the mind.
Why do you get two?
And the sexual Bible. Can we say that?
Then there's the video theater, which is what we're doing now. Anyway, we're going to launch the magazine.
Yeah.
On the video the
second,
theater.
Second edition.
And the audio theater. And all the theaters are going to be launched on... this is the launch of this
we're
edition.
We're turning them
this
into print to preserve them from the downfall of the internet.
This
and any
is
other
coming
such
out
disaster
on that might February 16th, which is Lupercalia. And Lupercalia is the holiday of February, the original pagan Valentine's Day. You know, the one that preceded the church and the sanitation and the commercialization, the Hallmarkization and the Amazonization of Valentine's Day. You know, I love Valentine's Day. It's the high holiday of love, you know? And I mean, it's especially good when you love someone and they love you back. But even then, it could be bad if you happen to have a fight that night. And oh, it's Valentine's Day. And it makes it so much worse.
Have good sex.
Don't kill her because you had a fight, okay?
Yeah, no Valentine's Day massacres. Please,
don't be an asshole.
But often people are assholes because they have this unreal expectation. Somebody told me long, long ago, who was it? The ideal is the enemy of the real. It was Max. He was kind of paraphrasing Gurdjieff, but you came up with that phrasing, I think, unless... I don't know. I haven't.
It's said in many different ways.
Said in different ways.
The goal is the journey, and the ideal is the enemy of the real.
And certainly,
it's like perfectionism.
Valentine's Day is all about the ideal, the Hallmark ideal, the perfect relationship,
right.
And not just
Nothing's perfect
relationship, but the perfect Valentine's Day. You have to do the perfect thing.
That's a lot of
for
pressure,
both of
man.
You, or give the perfect gift and. Oh, my God, it's so much pressure. It's always...
I mean, is it...
I even feel pressure this year.
Is it really that much pressure to get a girl some flowers? It's not, it's not that much pressure.
You know,
it's not like that.
To
pressure.
Get a girl some flowers.
I mean should, you know...
We have a power shortage on the laptop. The laptop has died.
The laptop has died.
The laptop has died.
And I had someone saying how they were masturbating pretty much. They were saying... I was telling them to call because they said...
He's going
I
to
might,
hook
but
you up.
Both my hands are a little bit busy because he's watching the show and the other one's busy.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Susie, we have
okay,
to change
Okay, we've had
this.
A technical issue.
I'm going to go figure this out.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then
Abraham,
we're going to see our
bring
charming...
the power supply.
Our charming technical director,
yes.
Abe Bonobo.
We need some electricity over here for the laptop.
Here he comes.
Where is he? What happened?
Come. Well... We need electricity.
There's no plugs on this side here? Yeah, there should be a plug right there. Yeah.
So okay. Speaking of magazines, did I say enough about Lupercalia and the launch of the magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if you would like to join us, we have a bunch of stars. I didn't write them all down. I should have. Goddess Phoenix is leading the bunch. Possibly Danielle and Be Live are coming. Who else? Blossom.
For the ninth show, it's also going to be
She Got Claire.
She Got Claire.
She's amazing.
Oh, also.
Those of you who have the humiliation fetish.
There's a Casey. And then.
Casey.
I think Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy and Rhiannon are trying to.
Oh, Rhiannon are definitely coming.
They're trying to play a scene.
They're trying to do a movie, and we support that.
We support artists.
We support artists. You know, no comment on Ron's pending movies. But
I don't know nothing.
But support the movie. and come to Lupercalia and call 310-568-0066 if you want to join us because our shopping cart isn't working.
Right.
Right now.
We have the only shopping cart on the internet, okay?
Okay.
With dozens of products, but you can't buy anything on the fucking thing.
We want to keep you waiting for more. keep you wanting more.
That's a slight problem.
You know, we are not subsidized by the government or by any major corporations.
Right.
Just a small corporation called, this is backwards.
Don't say
okay,
it.
So we can't say what the corporation is. All right, so Valentine's Day is a big problem. And
it.
You know what? I didn't finish that thought.
Yes.
Because Valentine's Day... has always bothered me. So when I found the root of Valentine's Day, which was back in like 2006 or so, I was like, wow, the root of the heart is really a well-whipped, heart-shaped ass.
Some peach.
And Valentine's Day is really not so much about flowers. By the way, Aaliyah, we have your flower here from Smokey.
Yeah, you left it here twice.
Anyway, less about flowers and more about bloggers. Woo. Hello? Well, you get the idea.
Turn one off.
In
They're
any
both
case.
On. Turn one off.
Turn one off?
Yeah.
You mean the floggers?
No, microphone.
The microphone.
One was off.
I'm just gonna change the color of the flogger. Put that one.
So Lupercalia is all about floggers, and we're going to get into the history and the background of Lupercalia, and also do quite a lot of pleasure flogging, and that's what it is. It's about consensual pleasure flogging, and the church just could not abide that. It began way back. Pre-imperial Rome is very old, old like Pan, the god of the wild, with the horns and the hooves. And he made, you know, people come out of the forest and the villages to you know, whip each other and have some sex and have some fun. And this was the coming of spring. This was the original Groundhog Day, okay? You know, this was where people, you know, kind of just merged together, couples, single. I mean, I don't know how they regarded it back then. But
they got gay.
They certainly didn't make it all about just your sweetheart. It was about the community. It was communal ecstasy. And, God, where do we get communal ecstasy these days? At a football game? I don't know. Maybe at a rock concert. I mean, yeah, maybe at a concert. But I guess this was something for all the senses. And yeah, it was very much pre-Me Too. I mean, although supposedly it was consensual. I mean, it wasn't about people flogging people who didn't want to be flogged. The floggies, the ones who wanted to receive, would like put out their butt.
You know. You put out your butt. You know when someone wants to get spanked.
Yeah, that's what
like
they would do.
If they were shy or didn't want the butt, they
put out their hands and say, spank my hand for luck. That's what it would be called, luck. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what pleasure
they
is?
They spank their hands like,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Like if, you know.
It's like a handshake. It's like a kinky handshake.
Because it would mostly be guys running around. You know, of course, when we do it here in Bonoboville, girls do it. But mostly, actually.
Mostly.
But in those days, it was mainly guys, because mainly guys were doing everything. Because
guys
this was when
everything.
Guys were starting to take over the rituals. It was just past the goddess rule. And that's why the goddess is very strong in Lupercalia. Even though the guys have kind of taken over, and they're the priests that run around with the whips and, you know, sacrifice the goat and everything, still, there's this appreciation of the looper, who is the namesake of Lupercalia. And what is the looper? The looper is the wolf, the she-wolf. It's very important. It's a she-wolf who nurtures the founders of Rome.
Takes care
Romulus
of the society.
And Remus takes care of the society, exactly. And it's very female. And guess who plays the she-wolf, who played it last year? Rhiannon. With those she-wolf tatas.
Maybe I'll dress up as a wolf that short.
Yeah, you could be. You could be like the baby wolf. We had baby wolves that night. Bratty Wolfie. Actually, Bratty Wolfie was a baby wolf. We should have Bratty Wolfie
back.
I'll
be a baby wolf.
Yeah, you could be a baby wolf too.
You have 10 minutes.
I have 10 minutes until...
10 minutes till what?
Okay.
For the break?
Okay. So,
tape. Yeah.
Lupercalia. 310-560-568-0066 if you want to join us, and also Valentine's Splash. And, so we've got how many minutes? 5 minutes?
9 minutes.
Nine. Oh, plenty of time. Let's go through some other magazines. Because, you know, I happen to be in some other magazines. You know, kind of cool because they're more famous than Speakeasy. Right.
They're not as thick as ours.
Not as thick. And
they're a little skinnier than our magazine.
They're just a little smaller.
I'm not complaining.
No, no, it's okay.
Yeah, this one has Gina Rodriguez.
These are very nice people.
Who's kind of a controversial actress right now. She's in What the Hell Happened to... What's that she's in?
Helen Gurley Brown started this whole thing.
Right, right. Carmen Sandiego. That's what she's in. Anyway, she's on the cover. It's the February issue. Maybe it's still on stands. And there's a little interview with me about landing strips and to shave or not to shave.
Do you like some fur?
Right. You know, and this is an important issue
season
for some people.
Shave, you know, landing
stay
strips?
Warm.
Well, my first of all, I have to say, as a sex therapist and advisor to the stars, I have to say, do what you like.
Yeah.
This is
shall
something
be the whole of
you know,
the law.
Yeah, exactly. That's really where it's at. You know, some people want to shave their whole bodies. Yeah. Some people really want to be like a bonobo, hairy as a bonobo, and they want to be hairy all over. And
tickle my fur.
You know, a lot of people are in between. But my personal feeling is shave around the lips, a.k.a. the labia, for maximum sensation. That's what I like to do.
What?
I'm getting,
you didn't notice? You should
you didn't
be
notice?
You didn't notice.
Okay. Shave around the labia.
Oh, the shaving part.
The shaving.
Right.
This is about genital shaving. I'm not talking about, you know, you're being a member of the Mel's Shaver Club. So, okay, back to the shaving tip. When you shave around the lips, it gives you more enhanced sensation for penetration as well as cunnilingus. But I still feel it's a good idea to leave the natural hair above the clitoris, at least for me, because that's the part that, you know, can get very chafed if
cold.
You don't always wear underwear. Yeah. And why does everyone find this so funny? I guess it's funny.
It is.
You know,
it's really
but I honestly do talk about this to a lot of my clients about shaving issues.
How to shave.
Well, it.
It is a very sensitive thing, and a lot of women feel like they have an expectation to be, you know, an image of what other people want, but it should be what they like. What
well, of
makes
course,
them happy.
What they like, and I mean, not that you can't do what other people want sometimes, like for Valentine's Day,
exactly.
You could, you know, shave a little heart
shave
into your
shave
pubic
it into
region.
A heart.
If I mean, that's a great idea to do something for. But yeah, in general.
Yeah, but you have to be careful if it's Valentine's Day and then there's going to be some sex or something and then you have all this rash.
Well, okay. Yeah.
You shouldn't do that if you don't know about your skin condition.
Yeah, that would be
you should try. That's the problem
don't
about
try to make shaves
shaving
out of your
around
hair.
The top part. Okay. Be very careful
trim it,
with
trim
shaving
first.
The top
trim
part because
I think
that's
she's
the
trying
more
to
sensitive.
Say something. So. And we're interrupting.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
So moving right along.
Yeah.
You can read more about it
in
Cosmo, the sex Q&A by Julie Vodnall, and with Gina Rodriguez on the cover. Okay. Now, I'm not sure who this is.
And Helen Gurley Brown should get a lot of credit for that.
Right.
May
she rest in peace.
A lot of kids don't know
pleasure.
Who she was.
Right. Helen Gurley Brown was the original mouse burger and the original you can have it all. Woman. And
right.
Of course, the funny thing is, she said you could have it all. And she had a great life. But guess what? She didn't have any kids.
She
so,
didn't.
No. So I don't
bad.
Know if yeah. she really could say that having it all would be very easy. Anyway, you know, what is all? All is just pleasure, just enjoying your life and feeling that it's not just pleasure. Not that pleasure should have the word just in front of it, but it's also meaning. And part of having meaning is enjoying yourself. So men's health, I've been there too, okay? This one is about Valentine's Day. And interestingly, it's also by Julie Vadnal. And it's So What Are We? This is about, should we have the talk around Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
And I think not so much.
No.
But other people
Bad
do
idea.
Believe
you want a
that it's a good idea.
You want a Valentine,
I think that the editors wanted it to be a good idea. But personally, I feel that pressure is the enemy of pleasure. And, you know, for Valentine's Day, well, basically you should celebrate Lupercalia. But you should, even if you don't celebrate Lupercalia, just try to do something pleasant. Try to have
easy,
a good
breezy
time.
And
you can the next day you could talk about the state
the
of your
day.
Relationship. Or a couple days later.
Not
let's
that
let's
night.
Make Valentine's Day a nice memory.
Fuck that up.
Yeah, right. Well, some people, you know, these are millennials. They wanna kind of multitask. A lot of millennials feel, hey, it's Valentine's Day. I should find out how my relationship is doing. Hey, honey, would you You know, now it's not bad sometimes to propose marriage, but I would say only propose marriage if you know you're going to get a yes, okay? If you don't know for sure, you're going to get a yes.
Rejected
get married around Valentine's Day. Shoot
a bunch of
do
people because you have rejection problems? That would be terrible.
Try to make it nice.
Are there people still?
And we are certainly going to try to make it nice for you. And one thing that I want to say before we go, uh-huh. is that actual Valentine's Day itself, which falls on a Thursday this year, so we're not doing a show, but we are celebrating World Bonobo Day.
World Bonobo Day!
Because Valentine's Day is World Bonobo Day.
Woo-hoo.
That's right.
Love and pleasure.
And
we have our books down.
Our books are going to be part of the giveaway packages that you will receive if you win when you go to the World Bonobo Day celebration at the Blind Lady Ale House in San Diego.
That sounds interesting.
With the Bonobo Project. Okay?
You know what's going to happen
The Bonobo
there.
Project is going to go.
Everybody's
I'm going to go.
Blind.
I'm going to go because I'm already there at the zoo.
Yeah.
Right. He's at the San Diego Zoo. Actually, this is a she. You know, I mean, I know everybody can't go to San Diego, although it does sound like a lot of fun.
I mean,
and
if you want
you
to go,
might
you can
win
go.
A copy of my book, right? You might. And so you should
for
go.
Valentine's Day.
But if you can't go, you should still donate to, you know, maybe the Bonobo Project.
Right.
Bonobo Vote.
And then there's also the Bonobo Conservation Initiative.
Right.
And there's also Lola Ya Bonobo.
Right.
And they're all working hard to save the bonobos, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees,
right.
as well as with each other. And they have a lot of sex and they don't kill each other so far, not in the wild or captivity. They've hurt each other, they have issues, but they have not killed each other. So they seem to know the secret to peace through pleasure. Can we learn? I hope so. That's one of my missions in life, is to help people to learn to use sexual energy and sexual freedom to make peace among each other. And the bonobos are a good example. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. And we got to take a break.
Yeah.
Are we ready to take a break? We're going to come back.
Do we have
and
any
yeah,
left?
If you want to call us, it's 1-866-289-7068. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back to my womb room. It's just you and me. And Blossom. And Captain Max. And a few other people. Onyx is there. Abe, Harry, Gideon.
Beyond the sea, we find other
bonobos.
You've
got to see that
Onyx is taking pictures.
Clip that Gideon made of motor bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Hot,
that's hot.
Wow. Yeah, that's why hot. It took us so long to get back. Right. Kept watching it.
You multitasked to that.
You can't see.
We multitasked.
Then I'm masturbating under this desk. You might want to know why I'm not
saying?
Doing...
No,
the show from the bed. I'm doing it now from the desk because I can do things underneath.
Multitask. She can multitask.
Mm. I need the vibrator.
And the bed is right nearby, right behind you.
Uh huh.
It's like this is the office, and then there's the bed.
And so then
got it all. So, speaking of which, we didn't get an AVN award.
No, we didn't get an award,
but
it's the best we're going to get.
No, I'm working on it. Trust me. Don't even worry. You're going to have your own like Hall of Fame.
We're going to have our own category.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right,
I think that's
to.
Why we don't get an award, because we're kind of hard to categorize.
You're hard to catch.
Right. I don't even know. But anyway, we got one of five favorites of AVN for... I would call them sex podcasts. They call them
porn podcasts.
They're in the porn business.
Well, yeah, they're in the porn
business. They're in the webcam business.
And
not
some
even
of them, some of the I don't know. I guess some of them really emphasize porn, maybe. And I guess I love porn. And I really love porn stars. And I have quite a few of them on the show. But we also have all kinds of other people. So I wouldn't say it's a porn podcast.
Or maybe they're just too afraid to say sex.
I got to go take a pee. I'll be back.
Speaking of porn, if you're interested in Golden Showers.
Speaking of
Max
porn.
Max is announcing. You know, you could have said anything, but you had to go do.
Showers.
But anyway, I know a lot of people would like Max to pee on them, and they're now fantasizing about that. And so are the people that would not like Max to be
on. Everyone's fantasizing.
Now that
everyone,
I've mentioned it.
Everyone is fantasizing. Imagining. It's like, do whatever makes you happy, man. Whatever gets you turned on.
As long as it's consensual.
Max, is it consensual? Can these pee?
Are we going to hear him pee now?
Yeah,
I think that he's got his microphone on. And I don't know if he has his... No, he does not have his headset on. So I think we are going to actually hear Max pee. So those of you who, like I said, really fantasize about it, this is your moment. And those of you who maybe don't, you know, maybe...
It's still good.
Hey, don't put the music on. We can't hear them. No, really, I'm one of those people that would like to hear.
Yeah, she's like...
It's my show.
I want to hear
I think that's okay on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we at least hear the flushing.
We heard the flushing. Did he take a...
No, there was the pee before, but we were talking, and then they had the music. We did hear the flushing, so that does sound very genuine.
So he did actually
maybe in
pee.
The playback.
He wasn't trying to escape.
We'll do the playback, and I bet we'll hear it.
Yeah.
The tinkle. Yeah, and I hear that. You know your flush was definitely on, and possibly your tinkle.
Your mic was still on, my friend.
Did you know that? Do you hear?
Put your mic on.
Put your headset on. Yeah.
You
kept your microphone on,
headsets.
Mr. Radio Man.
While I was peeing?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Max is a real radio man. Right.
Now they're remembering me like, aren't you the guy that was peeing on the show?
We were actually saying, you know, if you enjoy it.
No, I didn't have a microphone.
If you enjoyed that kind of thing, and here you go.
Anyway, we want to say thank you, AVN. We didn't mean to interrupt our gratitude with
Golden Shower.
Pissing event.
It was an emergency.
Actually, I should have given you the Trump toilet paper.
Emergency
you left so
caused
quickly.
By cancer.
What about...
Don't
you
blame
didn't even get the Trump toilet paper. You beat cancer, honey.
Yeah, you beat cancer.
We beat cancer.
Aw, because love can be anything.
Love?
Yeah. And a little Trump toilet paper. And that's all
and
we need.
And a little toilet paper.
You know, because it's another, well, this is another form of therapy. I don't own stock in the Trump toilet paper.
It's very scratchy.
Franchise. But
it gets all crumbly up
that's
in
true.
Your ass.
I haven't actually
you guys
used
know,
it.
You know, personally, I've been trying to use it.
I mostly use it.
My ass the whole time.
I mostly use it to gag.
It's
Trump.
A pain in the ass.
Okay, it is.
But speaking of which, check out my Roger Stoned and Swingin' piece on the blog and in Counterpunch. And
yep. Counterpunch.
Where's that picture of Roger, you know, when he had to go to court? No, not that one. The other one. Well, we could, start with the first. Yeah. See, there we are. Max.
Hi.
Max.
Oh, yes.
Look.
Where?
I'm right there. At the courthouse steps.
And he's wearing a Dr. Susan TV shirt. The guy on the left.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. The guy on the left in the red shirt. Not
you
him.
Need a zoom?
Right there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
We sell these?
Actually, drsusanblock.com. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Not a good look for the guy, though. But
look at his face.
Not a good
right
look
there.
For him. Kind of a good look for me.
You look amazing.
Freaked out.
You look amazing.
I look freaked out by Roger Stone. I am a little freaked out by Roger Stone.
How can you not be?
And honestly, you know, he's a little...
Well, he looks pretty freaked out. This looks like a good guy knows.
This guy looks like he's
going to
vomit.
Going
but, okay, enough
he's
with
a political
that guy.
Person.
I'm not responsible for that guy wearing a Dr. Susan Block.com shirt. The other guy, I'm glad, is not, although my logo is between
his... Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Look, he's holding up our banner.
At least he doesn't have sweaty armpits. Look. Like, that's a not, like, at least it's just... That would be...
But he's a swinger.
He is a swinger.
Hey, every politician's been a swinger.
Yeah, well, of course.
A lot of them are, but he's been very proud
of it. I don't want to...
So everyone knows about it. And I feel a little bit bad because he's such a dick. I mean, not in a good way.
You're like, I would like him, but yeah,
he
not in a good
is
way.
Now a, kind of a poster boy for swinging. I'm no. cuckolding a little bit, you know, and he uses that cuck word.
What?
In a derogatory way.
We need to write a blog about
he's
that.
He's a big cuckold, and he has posted many ads.
He's posted many ads.
Yeah,
hey, yeah, Betsy's like coming. At least three.
In the swinger section.
In the swinger.
Oh, hi.
Look who's showing up.
There's our swinger, Betsy.
There's our swinger, Betsy. She said.
She like, is oh, a retired
she got camera
hooker.
Shy. She got camera shy. She said.
We're surrounded by animals tonight. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's the year of the pig, and of course, almost World Bonobo Day.
Yeah.
And Betsy.
And Betsy.
Betsy. So, anyway.
And Lupercalia is about a wolf.
So back to the...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hesitate to call him a snake because I love snakes.
Look at that little groundhog.
Oh, there's a groundhog. That kind of looks like Roger Stone, honestly.
Little groundhog.
Doesn't he look a little like Roger Stone with
oh
the little
God.
Hands and the pointy nose?
We need to
nose.
Do like an image of them two together. Like,
what is that?
There's a groundhog.
Put his face on the groundhog dancing.
It's Groundhog Day today. If you're listening to us live or watching...
It's fucking
it is Groundhog Day. He's raising the flag because, you know, this whole idea that when the groundhog
you can even put a dildo
sees his shadow, it's another 6 weeks of winter. When he doesn't, which he didn't, supposedly today out there in, what's the name, Puxcatawny, Pennsylvania.
Where?
They have this
the
center
it's
of
a, groundhog. It's the groundhog center.
It's the groundhog center.
It's like the,
oh, the
center.
Where
that capital of groundhog is.
And this right. is where they gather lots of people,
well,
too.
It's a huge holiday.
It's a huge holiday.
It's in Pennsylvania.
They come out there in the snow.
Thousands.
They want to know.
Hey, why haven't I been there?
Dr. Susan, what did
we
that,
don't have to go.
What did that groundhog
do? I'm from Pennsylvania. I don't want to go.
What did that here. Groundhog do to get to get all those fans?
What
did the
doing?
Groundhog do?
I'm posing for my photographer with my HBO.
He did more. He had a cute butt.
This is our HBO jackets.
Yes, we got
these
HBO ones. Boxing because they didn't have HBO sex
jackets.
So
they
Sheila Nevins.
They couldn't put a patch. They put
Sheila Nevins in her infinite generosity gave
I have
us
one too.
Boxing
we
jackets.
We both got them.
Was it that they couldn't or they wouldn't?
You know, they didn't have them. They just didn't make
I think they had
sex jackets.
No, they didn't make.
But they just put, you just put a patch.
That
on
was
them.
A time that everybody was
everything
broadcasting
was
sex, but they really weren't broadcasting sex.
They were too afraid to talk about it.
They were documentaries.
I was talking about it.
And that's why you're the sexuality superhero.
We were talking about it.
Sexuality legends, Dr. Susan Block.
You know, actually what ABN called me was something, you know, something like a MILF of, oh, mother of all porn podcasts or
oh, yeah,
something
mother.
Like that.
We were doing them before there were podcasts.
Yeah.
Before the
podcast. Your radio show. The radio.
I think we were one of the first, if not the first.
And I still don't quite understand the difference between a podcast and a radio
iPhones
show
came up with
it's
the
probably
podcast.
The channel. I don't know.
No, it's
the
iPhone
HD.
Came up
it's just
iPods.
Yeah. iPod.
Anyway, whatever it is, I do it. I guess.
Podcast.
So we got
podcast.
Yeah.
Mentioned along with a bunch of other shows. So you should check
out.
That out.
It's not broadcasting anymore. It's podcasting.
It's
including a show
hey,
by
hey,
Holly Randall.
Hey, fuck the broad. Let's make a pod.
Wait a minute. She's saying something.
Sorry.
Actually,
sorry.
I am saying things.
Yeah. Say things.
I know.
So we're gonna shut up.
Okay, I'm just going to smack you with my February.
I'll let you whip me.
I don't have my sunglasses on.
Give me that butt.
You can
naughty girl.
Okay, now let's go.
Made by Jux Leather. This is a genuine February. Oh. And you can smack people with it all through the month of February. If you ask them and they say yes.
And soft leather
yeah,
is the best.
You have to ask.
And sometimes if they've wronged you,
You have to have a witness.
It's slight wrong, like interrupting you while you're trying to make a point on a radio show that's supposedly yours. Then you can smack them with this, and you feel better. It's a form of therapy. And they may feel better, too, you know, because it's better than saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me give you a smack with my February.
Yeah, it's
and we'll both feel better.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
That was a spank.
Oh, that you were spanking the microphone. Okay.
I wasn't checking it. I was trying to spank.
So it's a year of the pig. Year of the pig means pig is a symbol of wealth. That kind of scares me, the whole wealth thing. I mean, I'm all for wealth.
Maybe it's wealth.
I know, but I'm a little bit nervous that that just means the rich are going to get richer.
Yeah.
You know, we have to watch that. These
they're going to get richer. Yeah, they're going to get richer.
The rich are going to get richer.
I don't even think they can get richer.
Oh, they can. We didn't think they could get richer years ago, and look at them now.
The damage to being that wealthy is...
It's disgusting.
It is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't really make you happy to have all that money. You've got to manage it. It's a lot of stress.
Everyone's trying to get it.
You wonder if people want it.
Everyone's trying to get it.
People don't really give it away. I mean, they give it some to their charities, their own personally handpicked charities.
Their own personally made charities.
Right. So Roger Stone, you know, check it out. It's in Counterpunch. I mean, I could go on and on about Roger, but he's busted.
He's another swinger, isn't he?
He's a swinger, but you see, there you are.
He doesn't.
You know, he's defining
right,
to a great degree.
Dr. Susan Block is the definition
really
of the.
It's terrible.
The most beautiful.
What can you do? All you can say is that very often our media likes to define sex by scandal and by not by healthy sex,
by secrets,
downgrading. You know, fucking humiliating.
I do have to say, I don't think Roger Stone did anything non-consensual sexually.
Yeah. No, not sexually.
Women would have came out by now.
Right. Yeah, I think he's kind of kept it pretty straight ahead with that, you know. And I have to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
But I still don't like him being the poster boy for swinging and cuckolding and living the libertine life, because he lives it on a very bad edge. You know, he services, he fellates, figuratively speaking. I'm sure he really fellates a lot of studs, you know, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is figuratively he fellates the oligarchs and the 1% and the corporate, you know, wolves that harm us and the earth and our place in the earth. So.
Yeah, but we're all corrupt now. We're all paid off.
We?
Not all of us.
Not all of us.
Most of us are actually not paid
Where's
off.
My payoff?
There's only a few people that are getting paid.
We're not getting paid enough.
I'm like, you don't even. Can I be the campaign manager of
swinging your microphone.
Can I be the campaign manager of changing the image of swinging as Dr. Susan, as the Dr. Susan is the image of the bonobo swinging?
Well, you know, swinging has always had a kind of a problematic image.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always the media attacks, the religion attacks, the government attacks, the parents attacking, and the kids attacking. People for just trying to experience pleasure in the context of a average everyday life.
I never had sex at a swing party. I couldn't. It was difficult.
Swing in the trees like a bonobo.
We had sex, you and I.
Oh, we did.
You never had sex at a
swing party. Right, that was at
you
a swing
and I
party.
Had sex at a swing party.
Yeah.
In fact, we were on a swinging bed.
See, I think that's a very
hot sex.
That's the way to. I think that's like the best, like the most, perfect, like, dynamic of when you go there and you're with someone that, like, you really
I'm
love
still trying
and
to
love and trust.
Absorb that he forgot that
he
was
like,
at a swing
even,
party.
I can't even. Oh, God.
But, yeah, it's great to be able to have sex with, you're right,
you're
like, Blossom.
It was a beautiful moment and he forgot.
With someone that you love and
I'm
trust
sorry.
In the context of this wild jungle of sex.
God.
We're going to apologize.
You better, right?
Now you remember.
Yeah, that was,
now I remember.
I remember.
I'm not going to let you forget that. That you forgot. But next time you say, how could you forget what I told you?
No, I remember.
Oh, my.
I'll say, how could you forget us fucking on the swinging bed at the swing party?
That is...
How could that happen?
So what
only
about this agua?
Marijuana could be involved.
Oh my God. Okay.
Possibly that was involved at that time. Yes.
Right. I mean, that was.
All right. So is that my glass or your glass?
The agua. This is
example of a
swinging couple.
Okay.
I
I'm going to do a Bonoboville communion ritual with my husband.
Ow! Look at me. After you forgot
he looks
about
nervous,
that, after
doesn't he?
He's like, "Is this a trick? I just got in trouble, and then now I get to do communion."
Betsy. Tell me what's going on.
So usually I'm going to lick a titty, but Max is so...
Oh, she can't... Oh, God.
I'm going
to... Okay. What are you going to do to my hand? You're licking it.
I'm licking it.
Okay. All right. Now,
now I'm giving you hand dandruff.
Okay. Ah. Wait. Ah! What's happening?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now
salty.
What?
Well, now I waterboard myself. But because I am... a patient.
Are you gonna
I am not
off
going
my,
to
wrist or.
Oh no!
A lot of.
I'm a patient. I can't. Wow. Yep.
Salt.
Yummy! It's good though. Yes, but you know, I haven't had a drink in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's not. I feel like that might not hurt like smoke. What do you think?
No. I think it's okay. A little cocoa
agua.
Herbal liqueur.
Oh, it's delicious.
Could that really hurt anything?
Agua de Bolivia.
Of course, if you drink an excess, that's the problem.
It's all about, you know, moderation.
You can't drink all this.
Moderation.
Want some?
No.
Want some?
I mean, I like that a lot.
Sure.
But since
it's
my heart operation.
Delish.
I can't drink anymore. So I only drink on Saturdays.
So I only do them.
The rest of the week I smoke.
Yeah, me too. That's what I can't smoke anymore, so...
So,
you know.
That's all I can do. Sex. They didn't say that was off limits. So.
They say sex is very good for your
very
stamina.
Good. I'm sure Roger Stone will have some in jail. So speaking of which, let's see that picture of him with the tattoos and stuff.
Oh, the tattoo of Nixon on his back.
Yeah, not just the tattoo of Nixon, but look at his new tattoo.
Oh, what is that? It's a yellow... He's got poop coming out of his...
No, it's just a guy with a shithole for a mouth.
Donald Trump.
Oh,
Donald Trump's
I see
ass.
It now. Right. He had that tattoo made. That's on his ass?
Oh, it's kind of
a
joke.
Oh, it's a joke.
But it would make sense.
But he
sense.
Does have Nixon on his back.
He really does have Nixon on his back.
He should have Dr. Susan Block Trump toilet paper wiping.
Yeah, right.
So, this guy, no. And his nose. I mean, I don't want to body shame.
Let's not talk about noses.
Don't talk about noses.
That's some good schnoz you got there, like Nixon.
Yeah, this guy is a trickster. He is.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And, you know, I feel that he is like the evil twin of Abby Hoffman and the Yippies and Paul Krasner. And he comes from that era.
Yeah.
And he uses the same trickster, kind of twists and turns in his approach.
Trickster's
and
nice. Criminal.
They used it, though, in the service of the people. I mean, sure, Abby might have had a big ego, and he did wind up offing himself, poor guy. And yet I felt that his heart was to do these tricks and pranks. The pranks were like dropping money from the top part of the wall, the Wall Street, the stock exchange. And of course, they levitated the Pentagon. And they did some crazy things. And he's the opposite. He takes the tricks and the magic, and he employs it in the service of the rich, of the racists, of the sexists, and the people out to steal your money and human life on Earth. And that's what he's been working in service of. And so I felt like I had to weigh in my sex therapist take because his sexuality is such a key part of who he is.
I like those noses myself. I'm a nose man.
He's still thinking of the nose.
He's a little like the devil, you know, and Pan, and it, I hate to say this, but Pan that is a trickster. Pan has goat ears and hooves, and he was turned into the devil by the church, and
they can do that.
I don't know. This Roger Stone is bugging me, so I had to do my Roger Stone therapy, and tried to just tell everybody what he's all about, and not to let him ruin your sex life, because you know that kind of example makes people feel uncomfortable, makes me feel uncomfortable. So I just want to assure you that just because you're into swinging or cuckolding doesn't mean you're Roger Stone.
No, in fact, you're probably much nicer.
You're probably a lot more
chances
fun.
Chances are.
You're probably a lot more fun.
And certainly a lot more fun than Paul Manafort, who I also wrote about in Cucks and Cuckolding and Campaign Management. And he may have coerced his wife into cuckolding, which is a no-no. I'm all for cuckolding and couples who engage. It's a great form of spice to put in your married life. And
yeah,
Lord and Lady knows we need a little spice to keep these things going. Monogamy is a beautiful thing. I'm monogamish. Anyway, but you got to spice it up a little bit. I mean, with a bacchanal or with a swing.
You know, people are married for like 50 years and they... Like, what it's expected is, like, you have the same sex for 50 years, and that's, like...
and no wonder people just fall out of love.
They're just, like...
Fall, you know, they get bored, and...
And most of those sex is not very good. It's like
most of it. Some of it is. Some of it, I'm in awe of... There's some people that, you know, beautiful old couples that have been together a long time.
Where they say beautiful old couples?
Yes.
Oh.
It's because they swing. Couples. They swing
like
to the
us.
Trees with their
like
love.
Like us. Beautiful old couples.
You know that they're getting kinky behind closed doors.
Yeah.
If any marriage lasts, they get kinky. They do.
So, you know, whether you're in a couple or you're just part of a community or you're just into fantasies and you're single, I mean, just really understand that this stuff is natural and good and... And, you know, it's restricted by society. Society wants everybody to focus their sexual energy on reproduction. More workers for the corporations.
So
of course, now that's kind of backfiring. Now it's
the
not
armies.
Workers. Now they want consumers. They want you to reproduce so that you can buy things on Amazon and your children will buy things, and you will buy things for your children.
Keep on fucking.
Keep on fucking.
Hey,
well, you know, I'm all
money.
For fucking. But the bonobos show us that it's not all about reproduction. There's a reason that we love fucking, and it really isn't all about having those little stinkers, although they're so adorable, and I'm all for having them. Still, the bonobos show us that our sexual desire is partly about recreation, not just reproduction, not just procreation, but recreation, and also relationships. Relation, touch, feeling, hugs, kisses, stuff that is very almost taboo now.
It's very silly.
Yeah.
You get silly and sexual.
Well, you know, you can do it. That brings us back with your Valentine.
It's very silly.
But to do it with more than your Valentine is dangerous. And of course... We humans, we are like bonobos and common chimps, not just bonobos, but they're all polyamorous and swingers. They're all swingers, not just from the trees. And you know, that is natural. And it's just sad that a guy like Roger Stone, who also likes to smoke pot, you know, he's also kind of making the whole pot thing seem bleh. But anyway, don't let Roger Stone ruin your high or your orgasm.
Don't let him stone your high, okay? Get stoned. Don't get stoned by the stone. I don't know. Silly stone.
Okay. Everybody must get me away from Roger Stone. So I think I've covered most of my subjects. If you want to call in.
call.
How much time do we have?
I mean, about 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Oh.
So let's talk about me.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about me.
Yeah, it's time to talk about Max. And what you think of me.
You know, I often tell this story. Can I tell it again? I know you've heard it.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not about
me. She says, I don't remember that story.
It's about you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'm stealing myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead. I will take that chance. It's like Russian roulette.
Are you going to interrupt me?
Right. No, no. I didn't interrupt you during the whole dishwashing story. I let you just go with that. Get all your yucks at my expense. It's okay.
No. No, it's not. This is a very romantic, beautiful, very new age because you see it in the future.
See, it's new age.
It's clear. It's going to happen. So I was a little boy, and it was June, probably 1955, and I was sitting under the pine tree.
Oh, this story.
I
like this story. This is very romantic. This is like a total Valentine's
story. She talks about how
story.
She likes pine trees. Is this why?
I'll tell it real fast. So I'm under the pine tree. I say, who am I going to marry when I get older? And I'm thinking and I'm looking. And I see this little blonde chick. I say, all right, that's pretty
good.
That's
what men see. That's what men see when they listen.
Okay. So, you know, the years go by and they just fly by. And
I feel like I want to interrupt because you forgot something.
She's
but
like,
I won't.
I will say what I feel about it.
You didn't get the part about her name. Her name would be inside of my name.
Okay.
That's what you heard when you were under the pine tree. The voice told you.
Oh, wait. So how do I... After the next thing was...
I was helping.
I got to be quick. We're in a limousine. We're in the middle of nowhere in fucking Connecticut. And we're driving down there. And we come to one of these red lights that blink in the middle of nowhere. There's no cars. They blink.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped. On the tree was a poster for a play.
Oh, he's telling another story.
Oh, my God.
This is another level of the story. This is going to take...
How many times have you...
time for all these different parts. Okay, and then... Okay.
Okay.
I just have to chill like just a good wife.
Really, it's okay. Talk, speak.
Okay.
I don't want to oppress.
Okay, so we saw all these different signs, and then he found them at my house.
Right.
And I was the girl under the pine tree, as well as the one in the poster.
Yeah.
And another one on the plane. So, you know, we'll you'll get fill on all those gaps in a little while, but I think we have to go.
Oh, we're going.
Right. But, you know, Max is going to write his story. You got to... Oh, and the nature of Martha's Vineyard. Suzanne Bellicamp is the camp. Bellicampy. This is one of my fellow women of the world who have been helped in a kind of female empowerment program.
He's given hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
He's given to the bonobos.
And to the bonobos and also to this beautiful book about Martha's Vineyard. So we're going to, you know, get into that. And... the magazine next week is Splash and Art. Don't miss it. And the week after is Spank. Spank and Art. So Danielle and Be Live are going to come here. And this is going to be a great show with Goddess Phoenix and a bunch of other exciting people. And you know, and also World Bonobo Day. Don't forget. To,
go down to donate.
It's the National Love Day.
Yeah.
Let's save the bonobos, and they will help us.
What's the bar?
Save ourselves.
The
bar.
The bar. The bar.
Show me the way to the blind lady ale house.
The blind lady.
The blind lady ale. Go down there.
Don't ask why.
There's going to be other bonobo lovers. We've put some books in.
Yes,
maybe
special little bags
is going to be given away
for the bonobos.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So how are we doing?
We're done?
We're done. All right.
Wrap it up.
Oh, we got five?
Okay. Five.
So,
five more.
You know, join us for those two shows. We also might be moving.
We are moving. Yes, we are moving.
And in the meantime, you can find us on our website always, drsusanblock.com. And, of course, you can always call us if you need to talk privately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
about any of these subjects, right. Cuckolding, sick swinging, or just love.
Yeah, you know? And mm-hmm. if you have any money left over after you give to the bonobos, don't
give it to the human bonobos. Yeah. The bonobo sapiens.
Yeah, if you got extra money.
We do always donate a portion of all our proceeds
to
various bonobo causes. But we also have our little socialist capitalist communal kind of operation going called Bonoboville.
No revolution.
And you should
cheap.
Visit us. You should join Bonoboville, where you can watch this show for free, especially when it's more exciting. You might really like that. That's at bonoboville.com. And give the bonobo away for Valentine's Day. You know, that's a good gift. And
kiss each other and love each other.
Kiss each other. Say, I bonobo you.
I bonobo you, man.
You know, just, if you're, you know squeamish about
don't
saying
take it
I love
far.
You.
It's not.
You can say, I bonobo you. It gets you, you know what's great about World Bonobo Day? It gives you a chance to take the pressure off yourself.
Yeah, it's no, yeah.
And your own issues.
Yeah.
Think about the bonobos. Save the bonobos. Follow the bonobos. Check out their sex. It's not porn, although some people get turned on watching it. But
people get turned on about
you know, go to the zoo. Go to this blind lady ale house. Give to the bonobos. Read about them,
Give.
Be more bonobo.
Give.
And then you'll find you have the greatest Valentine's days ever.
Yeah.
So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. You know, get out of Venezuela. Let's not interfere there. Let's get out of all the war places. We're only in it for the money, you know, and we don't make the money. We, the people, don't. It's just corporations, mostly in the defense industry. So, make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you, and I'm putting my hand under the table.
Multitasking while saving the world. Multitasking while saving the world. Sexuality superhero.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.